Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Alireza Nourizadeh, Director of the London-based Center for Iranian and Arab Studies. Thank you for being with me.
Welcome.
And the topic, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has appointed Hossein Salami as the new head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Dr. Nourizadeh, what do we know about the new Brigadier General?
General Salami is among the first group of youngsters graduated from university during revolution who joined at the time so-called Revolutionary Committee in his town Golpaygon near the city of Isfahan. And then he joined fighting with Kurds in Kurdistan and then with the Turkmen, with the Arabs. As soon as the war with Iraq started, he joined Revolutionary Guards. First of all, he was a volunteer, and later on he became one of the commander of Revolutionary Guards during the war. And he was a good commander, especially when he was appointed as the naval base called NOVA. And he succeeded in certain operations like Majnun Island and Fao Island alongside with the army. After the war, he became the commander of Revolutionary Guards Air Force, as well as Dean of Defense University, DOFUS, for 5 years. And after that, he was appointed as the Deputy Chief of Staff in Revolutionary Guards. And then he became Vice Chairman of Chief of Staff. And since 2009, he became Deputy of General Jafari, the former Commander of Revolutionary Guards. He's a very tough soldier, much harder than Jafari. Jafari was known as someone with leniency towards his officers, but this man is a very tough man, and he has very much larger file of experience with fighting, and also he was involved in fighting in Syria and Iraq as well.
Many are describing him as a so-called hardliner.
Yes.
Being that the case, do you expect any changes in the IRGC's overall strategy that could potentially affect the situation on the ground across the Middle East where Iranian forces are quite active?
Although the decision is made at the end of the day by Ayatollah Khamenei, but people like Salami and Jafari and Qasem Soleimani, they always have a major role in certain policies implemented by Revolutionary Guards, and therefore I believe appointing him this time of the year, I mean, let's say Jafari failed to expectation of Ayatollah Khamenei. First of all, Jafari have had another 40 months as commander of Revolutionary Guard, because Ayatollah Khamenei extended his leadership for 3 more years, but it's just 19 months passed and he's removed. Therefore, that shows Khamenei was not happy with him, with his leadership. And then Khamenei wanted somebody less known to the world. And I think Salami is not very well known at all. Salami always spent his time either in France fighting or planning or in Dafos University. And I think appointing him is a message to the world, perhaps, that Khamenei has chosen the hard line policy. He doesn't accept justification of Jafari for years that we shouldn't fight, we should get stronger, but without getting ourselves involved in any physical confrontation. Now it seems that Khamenei's policy has changed, and Salami is going to deliver what he wants. I'm expecting a lot of changes in Revolutionary Guards. Commanders of the forces, deputy commanders, they are all going to be changed.
My guest is Dr. Alireza Nourizadeh, director of the London-based Center for Iranian and Arab Studies. Just a final question before you go. What do you think prompted the move? Obviously, this month, the IRGC being designated a foreign terrorist organization by the United States. Economic sanctions imposed by Washington seem to finally be biting.
Yes, of course. I'm sure Khamenei would like to see changes taking place in Revolutionary Guards, bringing some more younger generals, younger faces to the commandership, and he's very worried about himself, about future of his son. And by the way, Salami's relation with Mojtaba, son of Khamenei, is very close. So therefore, one of other reasons would be Khamenei wanted to make sure when he's gone, somebody loyal to his son is in the command of Revolution Guard.
Dr. Nourizadeh, thank you very much for joining me at the Media Line.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblazer, signing off.